Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Love. good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. So happy and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We switched up our time today, but we'll be back hopefully next week at the same time. If not, I'll just let it stay at 11 o'clock for a while. We'll see. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for being a good God, a merciful God, a kind God, an all-knowing God, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you are opening doors that no man can open, and you shutting doors that no man can shut. God, we say thank you this morning. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those that have tuned in to the broadcast this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be something that I say will carry someone along that Christian journey with prayer this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise this morning. We come to give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is what prayer can do for you. You know, prayer is for anyone and everyone. It is naturally inclination of a child or of the adult. It is not strange or emotional approach to a problem, but a quiet, Christ-like attitude that looks for the good in everything and everyone. It is an attitude of heart and mind that knows there is a good out working of heart and mind that knows there is a good outworking for every challenge. So today we're talking about what prayer can do for you. Our tag words today is prayer, attitude, heart, and mind. And you know, when you think about that, prayer is not a mystic activity reserved only for those who feel inclined to express themselves religious. It is simply a normal activity of the mind and heart of everyone who desire to be a better person, to understand life and living, and to live more. You know, if you will accept that statement that prayer is the answer, that prayer is power, and that prayer can change all things that need changing in your life, yourself, or any condition of any kind, you have placed yourself in the stream of blessing that is available to all who act in faith, believing. If you are unhappy, prayer can lift you into a new lightness of heart, joy, and happiness. If you are plagued with resentment, bitterness regarding a person or situation, prayer can bring a new understanding to you that will fill you with new peace, amazing love. If you are fearful, prayer can transform you into a person of great courage. If you appear sick, financially lacking, prayer can heal your body and restore your affairs. There is nothing prayer cannot do for you. Prayer is an inner line of communication between you and your Creator. Prayer is your inner contact with wisdom, understanding, and inspiration. Prayer is your inner awareness that the spirit of truth, of which Jesus spoke, is not only with you, but within you. And when we think about prayer, it's ready to teach you all things. The spirit of truth will guide you into all the earth and truth. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. You know, true prayer is an inner attitude, not a certain outward position or posture. Prayer makes no demand concerning time or location. Right where you are, at your place of business, on the street, in the home, you can pray and pray effectively. The presence of God is everywhere at all times, eternal. with you and in you as Jesus Christ promised. If you think you do not know how to begin praying, listen within, and the Spirit of truth will teach you. If you feel inadequate about praying, be still and obedient, and the Spirit within will guide you. You may say one word, Father, and you have prayed and will receive your clear answer of desires. And you have prayed and will find your help now. You may respect a beautiful word, song, and have prayed and will see your direction. You may say nothing at all. Only be still, and you have prayed and will receive. You know, Moses prayed in his own way, and he received sufficient guidance to lead the enslaved Israelites into the promised land. Joseph prayed in his way, and he received wisdom and patience and understanding that brought great success and happiness to him and to all those about him. You know, Paul prayed in this way. He received great illumination that changed his life and moved the world, just prayer in his way, and miracles of healing and blessing became a daily occurrence. You know, prayer in your way, you will see that your life will be transformed and blessed. What prayer can do for you? I'm giving you a whole lot of things that prayer can do for you, but you got to go to praying. Do not be ashamed to pray. Do not feel guilty because you have prayer unfrequently before. Begin to pray now in your own way, in your own time, in your own place of life, and see what prayer can do for you. You know, people who pray are illuminating people. People who pray are inspired people. People who pray are strong, courageous. People who pray are happy people. People who are prayer are successful, confident, and proud. This is what prayer can do for you, for me, for everyone. It will illuminate your heal, your prosper. You bring you into such peace and joy as you have never known. Pray now and see what prayer can do for you. I'm giving you the opportunity to pray now, to see what the prayer that you pray, what it will do for you. Just think about that. Prayer, what prayer can do for you. When you go to praying, you asking God for this and that. But when you come down to it, when you ask God about this here, now he, you know, it. You got to really listen to what God is saying today on what prayer can do for you. When you go to God in prayer, you go into him in faith that he can do what you asked him to do, no shorter than his word. You know, we all have needs and desire. Quite that of granite would greatly impress our ability to live happy, productive lives. But for some reason, we fail to ask. What a mistake. The Bible shows us that God is committed to answering us when we pray. And he wants us to have all these things that are needful so our health may come back, you know, be well-being. We are talking today about prayer. And I know a lot of you all have questions about the prayer. But God will give you the answer. He has the key that will unlock the door, and he will help you along your Christian journey. So today our topic is on prayer. And when you think about encouragement to prayer, some people question whether they should ask God for material things. The answer is simply wise parents do everything in their power to sacrifice their children's needs. This goes for material needs as well as spiritual needs. You know, the material gift we give our children a proof that God wants to give us in the same way but to a greater degree. Do we have a privilege that God has deprived himself of? No. In fact, there is no way we can ourselves give God material or any other way. You know, another hang up people have is in regards to their unworthiness to have God answer their prayer. But the basic of all God's answered prayer is his love for us. Think about that for a few moments. Encouragement to pray. I encourage everybody to pray, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what situation is coming up against you. Don't let nothing distract you. Take the time and just start praying and give it all to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus asked over in Matthew 7:1-8, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. You see that? The door, God will open the door for you. If it's just one person, he made that assurance for you. You know, you say, why do we have so much trouble believing God for the many things in life? It isn't Satan who said, why do you think you are to ask God for anything? We can go to God and ask him in prayer. And unless we loose lift that sanctorship, we can go ahead and talk to our master for ourselves. We don't want no rocks calling up from under us. You know, another huge thing people have is a regret to draw unworthiness to his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're talking about prayer today. And if anybody want to come on and say something on prayer, feel free, because I would love to hear from you. Hit one on your keypad, and I can surely bring you in. Hallelujah. We're talking about prayer this morning, because everybody needs prayer. Some may say they don't need it, but all of us collectively need prayer. Hallelujah. You know, when I think about how we go to God in prayer, he's not a Santa Claus. But we can go to him and tell him what our desires are, what our needs are. And he's going to separate the two. He's going to see which one of them going to outweigh which one. Because you come in to pray. You come in to give him the glory. You come in giving him the praise. Because it's not about you. It's all about him. And by what he can do and what he said he's going to do for you. So no matter what situation you're in today, no matter what conflict you're in today, no matter what sale you're in today, just go to Jesus. And he surely will work it out. He may work it out where you can understand how that happened. But God worked it out. He was looking. He was caring for each one of us. So today we're talking about prayer. We have people be calling the prayer line every day, people seeking prayer. What do they do through this coronavirus? What do they say to the coworker, to the manager, if they don't want to participate in this here? So just think about that, because God is good. He's a mighty good leader. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for each and every one of us that have touched this line today, name by name, city by city, and state by state. And when we think about how God has shielded us and protected us from the wolves out there, we could have been ate alive. But God, God looked down on us and said, there's some hope still in them. There's some hope. And so we get busy to trying to seek and to serve him like never before, because time is winding up, you all. It's not long as it has been. So we have to give God the praise where the praise and honor is due. In the name of Jesus. So we want to just keep your mind on prayer today. We know different ones are on prayer line throughout the country, but people shouldn't have waited till this pandemic hit before they start praying, before they start calling on the name of God. We should have been praying and doing everything already. That's what we should have been doing. Be right back. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Someone was trying to get in on the line. We are talking about prayer today. He will take care of you. Don't you know you can go to your Heavenly Father and ask him for whatever you need, and he will supply your need according to his riches and glory? Oh, my. Prayer can change us. You know, I find that prayer take away boom, you know, all the different things that you've been doing, sin. You can go to God in prayer and ask God to forgive you for every sin, every gossiping spirit, every ditch digging, backbiting. Don't you know you can go to prayer and say, God, I don't want that in my life. I don't want that coming out of my mouth. I don't want to talk about anybody. Remove that. Let me go in prayer. And you know, prayer will fix it every time. Yes, prayer in any form changes us, and it always works. I think about when you feel, you know, forgiveness for one another. Go in prayer. God will lead you and direct you on everything that you need to do, what you need to say. Perhaps, you know, there are some things for which there could be no forgiveness, but God said he will forgive us. Pray for them all the things that you wish for yourself. Pray for them faithfully, and you will be free from resentment toward them. Pray for them. Enjoy a friend. Pray for them, no matter what they're going through. Pray for them. Lift them up in prayer. You know, once prayed, a very short prayer that was answered spontaneously. You know, you can think a lot of people have gotten out of work. I'm going to use some examples. Some have resigned. Some companies not going back in business from this coronavirus. Don't you know this is the time to pray? If you've been slack on your prayer, start getting back to praying. If you know you God have told you to do something, start doing what God, because he's a way maker. He will open doors for you that nobody can open. So we're talking about what prayer can do for you today. We're giving God praise this morning, and we're giving God glory this morning. We have people steadily calling in about prayer today, because prayer is the key that will unlock the door You'll ask God, you pass someone, I'm going to use this example, on the street, and they're hungry. You may not have any money, and you say, God, send an angel to feed this man or this woman. I want to help them. I'm out between paydays, don't have any money on me. But God, you send someone. You just go to praying right there in your vehicle that God will open the door for someone to come by and give someone some food, something cool to drink because it's getting hot. I'm just giving you an example for prayer. If you got someone that's sick, go in prayer for them. Children that's gone astray, go in prayer. God will bring them back in. We're talking about prayer today. You know, sometimes you may not can get on your knees. Like I said, you might be in your car driving and you see a situation. Or you might be in the grocery store. But you can start offering a prayer to someone that just went to asking you something. And you want to give, you want to tell them, God, we need prayer today. We're talking about what prayer can do for you. You know, when God opened doors for you, you can't help but say, God, I thank you. I thank you for opening that door because everything looked at bleak. I couldn't see my way clear, no way. So you open that door, Lord, and I just want to say thank you. Lord, I'm going to stay on bending knees. You know you got a test coming up. You've been studying. You say, God, I need to pass this test. So he's going to make sure you pass that test, but you got to be in honest with him. You can't shake. You can't fake. You got to say, God, I thank you when you pass that test. I thank you for opening doors for me, Lord. I give you praise, Lord, for what you're doing. Because prayer is the key. Prayer would unlock the door. And, you know, he taught us how to pray. So what you do, you just go in and start praying. Don't worry about trying to be all articulated with it. Prayer in its simply form is conspicuous attempt to experience God. You know, prayer is a deliberate activity, one of seeking oneness with God, of opening ourselves to the power of God as it moves through us in new and wonderful ways. You know, once this happens, prayer becomes something even more. You know, as our awareness of the presence of God expands, prayer becomes the experience of being part of God, of centering ourselves directly in the creative flow of the universe, of perceiving things not with human eyes or human ears or human mind, but from the divinity within us. You know, when you start praying, you can go to the next level. You can go all the way into the supernatural with prayer. I'm just trying to tell you today what prayer can do for you. You know, prayer is not to fill an earthly need. It's not about just a new car, a better relationship, healing, but to satisfy the natural longing of your soul only to experience your Creator. So today, take and have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear you. No matter where you are, you don't have to be in the body of Christ. You can pray in your bathroom. You can pray in your closet. You can pray in your bedroom, in your living room, in your kitchen. You might be standing up cooking. I'm just giving you some examples. What prayer can do for you. God will hear your prayer. He will strengthen you. And the more you pray to him, the more you start calling on Jesus. Just start, if you don't even know how to pray, just start saying, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I can't make it without you. Jesus, I love you. Woo! Jesus, woo! You open up so many doors for me. Just start calling on the name of Jesus. And tell me, won't he answer you? He will give you everything that you need. He will change your prayer language. When you start calling on the name of Jesus in prayer. So today I hope each one of you all that came on the Joy and Peace show today got a little bit more understanding on what prayer can do for you. When you think about it, prayer is for everyone, even a child. A child will ask you, teach me how to pray. I hear you praying. I want to know how to pray. I want to talk to God. And you know we got to come to him humble as a child. So don't worry about all them big words and da-da and this, that, and the Greek and the Hebrews and stuff. Just go to God ordinarily. And come back on this line. Just tell me how God has blessed you by just going to God for yourself. You don't need nobody to go for you. You ain't got to go to the priest or nobody. You can go to God for yourself. And he will open up every door for you. So today, I want to thank everyone for this broadcast today. I came on a little later. I brought the broadcast. But it still was good. Good to me, because when I can just start saying Jesus, even when you're in, he'll pull you up out of Lola Ball. Oh, just start calling Jesus. Yes. He'll take you up out of Lola Ball. You know, he'll bring you up, from Nineveh. He'll take you where you got to go, through prayer. So today, I want to give God the praise and the glory for prayer today, what prayer can do for you. I hope you all was able to get something from this broadcast today. And stay tuned next week for another exciting topic. I normally come on at 10 o'clock. Today I had something to do, so I'll see about next Wednesday. But I'll put it on if I have to come in at 11 next week. I'll put it on in advance so you all would know. And invite someone else to the line, Joy and Peace, CDC. Invite them to come on because we have exciting topic. We like for people to get in and talk back, not just me do all the talk. I like for my audience to talk back to me. Thank you for coming on. You know, I said if I had the articles of an octopus, I would hug in each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. So until next Wednesday, I want y'all to be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. Love you.
Love you, God bless.